Hey everyone, it's the 4th of October, and I want to talk to you today for just a minute or two about your witness. And that, you know, that word witness is so scary to people. And, you know, we have visions of people knocking at someone's door and making them feel uncomfortable, but we are called as followers of Jesus to be witnesses. When Jesus was giving directions to the disciples at the end of his ministry, his earthly ministry, you know, he said he wanted them to go and be his witnesses in Judea, Samaria, all over the world. And it starts with where they were. And so I want you to think about that. Think about your life. Think about the people that you see each day or that you talk to, that you email, that you're in touch with on social media. And I want you to ask yourself, is this my mission field? And I think that if you're honest with yourself, you'll realize that it is. You know, Paul talks about being ready at all times. He says, in season and out of season, be ready to preach the word of God. I want to take you for just a minute today to 1 Peter chapter 3. And in the 15th verse, he says this, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have. And I think that this is such a beautiful verse, saying that when people ask you, you should be able to clearly give them a reason for the hope you have. And that can be as simple. You don't have to be a Bible scholar, but that could be as simple as you saying, God changed my life. Jesus got a hold of me and changed my life. I'm not who I used to be. So think about your witness today. Think about that circle of influence that you have. Your Judea. Where is your group of people that you, through your actions, through your words, you can influence and let them know about the hope that you have in Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, I want to be prepared in season and out of season, in those times where things are going great, in those times when things are not going well at all. Father, I want to be able to clearly give people a reason for the hope that I have. And my hope lies in you. Lord, would you help me, would you help my friends today really remember where our hope comes from? Our hope does not come from a retirement plan. Our hope does not come from a favorite hobby or sports team. Our hope does not come from another human being. But our hope comes from you. Lord, as we walk into this day, a day in which we know we'll be attacked by the enemy, we know that we have a target on our back, and we know that the more we live for you, the bigger that target gets. But Lord, we wear that with pride, knowing that our hope lies in you. Today, Lord, would you give us opportunities to show others your love, and would you use us, Lord, to influence others to consider a relationship with you. Let no one hearing this message today for a moment think that you can't use them. Father, use me. Here I am. Send me, Lord, to do your work today. I want to make you proud. In Jesus' name.